The Old Testament reading comes from Isaiah chapter 26. The path of the righteous is level. You make level the way of the righteous. In the path of your judgments, O Lord, we wait for you. Your name and remembrance are the desires of our soul. Our soul yearns for you in the night. My spirit within me earnestly seeks you. For when your judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world learn righteousness. If favor is shown to the wicked, he does not learn righteousness. In the land of uprightness, he deals corruptly and does not see the majesty of the Lord. Your hand is lifted up, but they do not see it. Let them see your zeal for your people and be ashamed. Let the fire for your adversaries consume them. O Lord, you will ordain peace for us, for you have indeed done for us all our works. O Lord our God, our other lords besides you have ruled over us, but your name alone we bring to remembrance. They are dead. They will not live. They are shades. They will not arise. To that end you have visited them with destruction and wiped out all remembrance of them. But you have increased the nations, O Lord. You have increased the nation. You are glorified. You have enlarged all the borders of the land. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Savior, Jesus Christ. The nation speaks, but leaders don't seem to listen. Falsehood rises and uses more falsehood to disturb the peace. Evil rises and works to destroy Christ's church, destroying, burning, defiling, torturing, and murdering the defenseless. And leaders seem to turn and refuse to see, denying the truth. Millions continue to be killed in the name of convenience and choice, and we as a nation are called upon to pay for it. It's a tough time out there. So it was in the days of the Reformers, the early church, and the days of Isaiah. Falsehood continues to make its way into our environment. Universalism is the accepted norm in many so-called Christian churches. Nation's cathedral used as a place of Islamic prayer, and there's nearly universal support by Christian denominations of what Scripture declares to be abhorrent, an abomination. But what does that have to do with our text, with our Advent walk? Some would argue with me, not a bit, but I would say there's quite a bit. Isaiah records a song for us. It wouldn't be in the top 40 today, but it was designed to bring a message of encouragement to Isaiah and the people of God. Isaiah's song of God's deliverance brings the hope of the resurrection and eternal joy to those who place their trust in the Lord, the rock of our salvation. Faith waited upon the Lord and looked and still looks in expectation for the day of the Lord. Isaiah also enables us in the meantime to recognize with the church the truth that the gates of hell aren't going to prevail against our church, Christ Church, the Church of Jesus Christ, will remain, and all who live and die in Christ shall live. Isaiah wrote, "The way is level." God has broken the enemy. Christ has overcome sin, death, Satan, and the grave. And though the Christian might be attacked daily, trusting forever in Christ will defeat the oppressor's attempts at stealing the sheep from the good shepherd. Giving in to evil will gain us nothing. But God has laid low the enemy, and in this we can stand. This pericope, parts of which used to be the Old Testament lesson for All Saints' Day, brings great confidence to the believer. Though they may suffer, the righteous one is on their side. Not only is he righteous, we hear the verse before our text, he is the Almighty, he is the everlasting rock. Isaiah wrote, "Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord God is an everlasting rock, for he has humbled the inhabitants of the height, the lofty city. He lays it low to the ground, he casts it to dust. He overcomes all. There is no one who can defeat him. Not death, not Satan, nor Mohammed and his horde. Man can do nothing. The city that we or anyone else might build cannot stand up to the Lord in judgment." Our dear Dr. Luther writes, "No one is so fortified and so safe that he cannot fall. Therefore, we must not trust in ourselves or in anyone else. All that are opposed to him will be crushed, but the Lord makes a level way for the righteous, those who are in his Son." One of the recurring themes of Advent seems to be, are making a straight path, are making things ready, but can we? Here in Isaiah, he says, the path is made. The path of righteousness of the righteous is level. You make level the way of the righteous. Not me, not you, but God. The path is made smooth. And it's preserved by the Spirit. The righteous thus need to remain in the Word. They need to live in it and live by it, and they must be fed by Word and Sacrament, that their way will return and remain level. Withdrawing from the Word, they go with the ungodly, the false teachers. But in the Word, they have peace with God and their brothers, and they proceed along the way that God has laid for them. Safe they will remain, though Satan assault them. Satan may kill the body, but in Christ and his Word, the righteous retain the peace and the mercy that have been won for them. And so we would sing with Isaiah in the time of sorrow, in the time of earthly strife, as Satan buffets us, the path of the righteous is level. You make level the way of the righteous in the path of your judgments. O Lord, we wait for you. Your name and remembrance are the desire of our soul. My soul yearns for you in the night. My spirit within me earnestly seeks you. For when your judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world learn righteousness. We wait. We remember that the victory of Christ's is ours. We spread the word of his judgments. He has judged our deeds, and he's found them lacking. He has seen our sin. And he's condemned it. And God has placed all that guilt on his son's back that we, in the end, rejoice with him and all the saints who have gone on before us and with those yet to follow. And we look ahead. We look ahead to the day when God will bring it all to pass. O Lord, your hand is lifted up, but they do not see it. Let them see your zeal for your people and be ashamed. Let the fire of your adversaries consume them. O Lord, you will ordain peace for us, for you have indeed done for us all our works. His hand is raised. His hand is over us. It shields us. But his hand will finally come down and will finally smite all of his enemies in the end. Indeed, he has zeal for his people, and they will see it, those who love him and those who hate him. And though many have moved against Christ and his Old Testament, New Testament believers, their power is gone. Christ has overcome. Christ is victorious. And so are all who remain in him. In this time, we might grow weary in waiting. We're abused, bothered with many things, with many who still speak and act out against Christ and his church. Yet there's a reason, indeed, it's called the church militant, isn't there? Strife and trial remain, but take heart, Christ is overcome. Jesus came, he accomplished all for us, hang on, for he will come again. He will return. Even so, come Lord Jesus. Amen.